Welcome to the Spoutcast, where we spout off the news to those who drink from the well. My name is Christian Warren. Alongside me is Sarah Wells, Jane Fawcett, Will Tinkin, and Kevin Tinkin's not even here.
I'm here.
Just kidding. Will, say hi.
Hi.
Hi, Will.
Will, this is your second time on the Spoutcast. Did you know that?
Yeah.
You've been on the show more than some guests have actually been on the show. How do you feel about that?
Good.
Now, off the air, Will, you were telling us, what are you going to ask for Christmas, or what do you think you'll get for Christmas?
I can't tell you. I have to wait until Christmas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But what do you
what do you want for Christmas? Did you want something for Christmas?
A stuffed animal Angry Bird, but I'm not going to get it. I think I'm going to get something else, but I don't know what it is.
So what is it, okay? What happens if you don't get what you want for Christmas?
It's okay. You just go with the flow.
Okay, that's good. Gotta go with the flow. I agree with that.
You're awesome.
Now, Will, tell us how you've been. What's been going on? How's life?
Good.
Yeah? Anything cool happen recently?
Not really.
Oh, man. You just been hanging out with your dad?
Yeah.
Where's Annie?
She's asleep at home.
Oh.
Who didn't want to sleep?
Yeah, she's fast asleep.
Okay.
Okay. What about you? Did you take a nap today?
Not really.
No? Just maybe did a little shut-eye?
Yeah, just a little shut-eye.
Just a little?
Yeah. Well,
it's important to enunciate.
Yeah, yes, I think it is good, important to enunciate. we got a good show for you guys today. It's another festive show, and we're going to be discussing some more He Met Me stories. Kevin has not shared his He Met Me story. Neither has Will. Maybe Will could share as well. You want to stick around for the next segment, Will? Okay. He nodded his head. This is podcasting. So when we do things with our heads, you got to vocalize everything. Okay.
Got to use your words.
So I'll ask you again. Do you want to stick around for the next segment?
Yes.
He said yes.
Good.
Do you know the definition of vocalize, Will?
Will, how old are you? Are you 23? Because that's how Christian's talking to you, I think. Mm-hmm.
No.
How old are you, Will?
I'm 4.
Okay. And how old are you, Kevin?
I'm 31.
So we will also have Adam DePartee come in here, and he is a North Campus, I guess, Connections volunteer, but he's been around the well for a very long time.
Yeah. He's also in worship band.
Yeah, he does worship. And we're going to ask him his He Met Me story, as well as kind of chat with him about volunteering at North Campus, working with Jane over there. And maybe how this past Sunday went, because I heard it was awesome at all the campuses.
So awesome. But
sermon discussion, we're going to just kind of discuss some of the stories that were shared. We'll hear from Kevin. We'll hear from Will. We'll also hear from an email that we got from one of our fans, I guess. And I do not know who this person is, so we'll read his story that he emailed us in, as well as talk about maybe some ideas for home church for next week's service. So we got a good show. Sarah picked some Christmas music. We got, I guess everybody has a favorite song, right?
Yeah, everyone put in a favorite song.
Except for Kevin and Will, huh?
Except for Kevin and Will.
Will, what's your favorite Christmas song? Jingle Bells?
There's another one. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Oh, that's a good one. That's
a
very good
one. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Yeah, I like that one the best.
Yeah, that's a good great one. That's a good one. Yeah. Well, we will enjoy some Christmas music, and up next, we will discuss the He Met Me stories, as well as share some stories. Stay tuned.
Travel to follow the stars.
are back, and we are here once again, Will, in studio. How was the break, Will? Did you have a good break?
Yes.
Okay. Are you excited for your Christmas break?
Yes.
What are you going to do over it?
Play.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
You
going to
play with anything in particular, or?
Yeah. I'll play with my trains.
Okay, ooh, good.
Yeah. That sounds Angry Birds?
Yeah.
And hopefully you'll play with your Angry Birds pillow, right? Or stuffed animal, right?
Yeah.
If you get it, that'd be good.
Yeah, but if I don't, I'll just go off the flow.
Okay, yeah. Good.
Do you have a bicycle, Will? Do you ride a bicycle a lot?
I just ride a bike and a scooter.
Oh, okay. A scooter too?
That's awesome.
Those are cool. You wear a helmet, right?
Yeah.
Safety first.
Yeah, safety first.
Good.
That's right. So if you were at this past Sunday service, we talked about this concept of He met me in Christ. Came down as a baby, met us here on earth 2,000 years ago or 2012 years ago, and he's still continuing. I hate it when people in church go, he met us 2,000 years ago. I'm like, it's 2012, so technically it'd be 2012 years ago.
Write it down.
And yeah, don't mind rounding. Be exact.
Yeah, you gotta be exact. Yeah. So, you know, and he's still...
almost 2013 years
ago. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So he sort of meets us here... even now. And people kind of share different stories at different campuses. Mm-hmm. We saw a video where Jane, you got featured in the video.
Sure did. That bright was my and video. Clear.
I think you were the only, yeah, I felt like you were the only person in the photo.
Yeah. No, there was the guy and his parents.
And there was Annie Taylor.
Annie Taylor was in one, yeah. So we kind of, we'll hear from Kevin here in a second, but did you guys have any cool stories that were shared at any of your campuses? Did you go to Clovis or?
I did.
Okay.
I was there all morning.
And I don't know, was it the same at every campus? Like mine was people shared stories. Wow. What was it like over at North?
Well, but panel. The format was very different because we didn't have a panel. We didn't ask questions.
Oh.
At North, people just, their picture went up on the screen and they just shared their story there. So there was no one asking them questions.
Yeah, nobody asked questions at Fig either.
Oh, at Clovis they did.
Yeah, we had three different people up on stage and Jared would ask them questions about their story. So they shared their story, but more like in an interview type of format.
Yeah, it's tough because I feel, and I was talking to Carl, he said each service was a little bit different, like different people shared. Mm-hmm. I don't know if those things were recorded at all. Do you think they were or?
I don't know. I hope they were.
Yeah, because those were some cool stories that are good to be shared, I think, across the board. But Kevin, you did not get to share your story.
Nope.
And you weren't here last week, but maybe share with us a little bit about your He Met Me story. When did Christ meet you? In today's world,
I feel like, you know, you meet somebody and then you see him again and you're like, oh, I know your name. And then I think that happened a lot for me. So I remember praying the prayer when I was actually a little younger than Will in my bedroom on my dinosaur sheets. Mm. But I didn't really know what I was doing. And
Huh?
I was eating.
You were eating.
I was eating.
What was he eating?
Hey,
a cookie?
Was he eating a cookie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're so silly.
I almost dropped it.
You don't drop the microphone.
I almost did.
It's okay. All right. It's all right. And then high school, I had a close group of friends that really just kind of molded me and kept me out of trouble and stuff. But it was more of what I wasn't doing and what I was doing and where my heart was in high school. And then right when I got into college, it kind of got pretty hardcore. You know, I just on my own and kind of had all my friends move away. Mm. And I moved into the corner house that was owned by the church. And I remember a couple of times like praying, all right, I think I know my theology now and stuff. Like I know what it is. I better pray the prayer one more time just to make sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Look, it looks like an airplane up there.
That's right. That's because that's what happens to my attention sometimes.
But it has a wing on there.
Yeah, yeah.
And airplanes don't have wings there.
This is an illustration of my spiritual life. I'll be like, Jesus, oh, look, there's an airplane up there. Focus on God.
If you were to... take a photo of something for your He Met Me thing, what would it be?
Met me here.
Yeah, like as in like a specific spot. Could you nail that down or
Yeah. I think so. When I was in junior high, I was sitting on a bench at Hume Lake.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a gas station in Hume Lake. Hume Lake. You love Hume Lake, Will?
In front of the general store, that bench?
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, truth be told, my parents were going through divorce, and I was pretty dark. And, when you're me, you make a lot of jokes.
Sure.
Even if your thoughts are really dark.
Sure.
And I made a joke about drinking gasoline.
Mm.
And
gas?
Yeah, yeah.
That's gross.
That's not healthy,
not
huh?
Not a good idea.
Yeah, that's not healthy.
Not good for you.
And I remember I had a couple of friends that, like, were
you
really...
You can drink milk.
You can drink milk.
Yes. Makes you strong.
Yes.
I love that having him here keeps it light. Like, that's good. But a couple of friends came around me and were just worried about me. And I remember we prayed, and I went and I walked off by myself and just really, kind of had a little bit of a breakdown and just was like, all right, I'm on my own, because my parents were doing their own thing.
Sure, so, yeah.
I have a hard time taking a picture and having a moment in time, because I think a relationship with Christ is a walk. It's a journey. It's a thousand pictures.
A thousand, yeah.
And this last year has been, I feel like I'm doing the thing. I think I know your name.
Yeah.
I think I remember you.
You know his name.
I do know his name. But, you have the in and out. So.
No, I totally hear that. We should get, I know you said you don't like it to put it in one picture.
You can call me whatever you want.
Sometime, if Jane goes up to Hume Lake, they should take a picture of that bench. Because I think that bench is still there.
I could have somebody who's there take a picture and text it to me.
Yeah, do it.
Because that could be cool. Just everybody, I think it's just good to, I think Kevin's right in that he continues to meet us in all different places. But I think it's that moment where he really does become real. And I think it's, as I was going through this process of like, well, where would be that place for me? And we kind of shared ours last week. And having that place that's little, like I posted a photo of this, like DK Hall is what they call it at camp. Mm-hmm. And you posted a photo of you at like a conference thing. And it's just, it's good for me to have that visual place. Mm-hmm. And, but he does continue to meet us. Mm-hmm.
I think I totally agree with you, Kevin, though, that sometimes it, for some people, it is like a moment. But when you grow up in the church, I feel like there's a lot of little moments, because I chose that conference because that was that wasn't the first time he had met me, though. I felt like he had met me prior,
other times,
but that was the most significant. Yeah. But Melissa Denisi, she's one of our volunteers for Clovis. She's on volunteer staff. Anyway, she had kind of a collage of pictures, because it wasn't just one moment that he met her. It was a bunch of different things. And so she had a really hard time with finding one moment.
Pinpointing.
Cambria
Belici shared her He Met Me story at our PM services last night. And she said something cool that when she was sharing hers, it was a picture of her as a little girl. And she said he met her at that point, and he continues to meet her throughout her life.
Sure.
So that idea too, that there is a point where we initially meet Christ, and then he'll meet us in little ways throughout our lives. Mm-hmm. And it's just a continual refining process in a way.
Sure. Will, has Jesus met you?
What?
You can tell. You can talk loud.
Do you think, has Jesus met you yet, Will?
No.
Not yet?
Not yet.
Who's Jesus?
I don't know.
You don't know? No. We'll have to talk about that.
You got
to
keep talking about it. Well, hopefully he does meet you, and you can take a photo of where he meets you, okay, Will?
Excuse me.
Yes?
I saw a line about that go to him.
A lion?
No.
Oh.
Lots of animals go into a boat.
Oh.
Noah's Ark.
Noah's Ark?
Yeah, Noah's Ark.
Yeah.
With the flood.
That's right.
And all the rain.
Have you learned about any other stories about the Bible?
No.
That's it? Just Noah's Ark?
What about, do you know a man who gets in a lion's den? His name is Daniel?
Yeah, I know about him.
Yeah?
It's a crazy story.
Crazy story.
Yeah. You want to play some Angry Birds?
I have a feeling there's a lot more up in Will's brain than he's going to talk about.
I'm going to go get him set up with some Angry Birds.
Sure. I would like to share a story that was sent in to us. Did that get picked up?
Poor Will. Okay.
Will just walked right into the sliding glass door. Yeah. All right. Well, I'd like to share a story. I'd like to share a story that was sent in from a listener. I don't know who this is. Do you know? Did you know who this was, Sarah?
What was his name?
His name's Steven Gravano. No?
No. No, but we know we could look him up.
It's a it's a story that will take me a few minutes to read, but I do think it's worth sharing. And hopefully, think of it as if I'm reading a story to you.
Okay. Can I close my eyes?
It's not a bedtime story, but this is his He Met Me story. And if he would have shared on a Sunday, this is probably what he would have said. And this is just him emailing the story. So he says, "Hi, my name is Steven, and I've been going to the well for just over a year now. This He Met Me Here story is a little longer, but I wanted to send it to you. I'm an artist amongst other things. He met me when I was farthest from him. I thought I was going down the path of righteousness, only to find my footsteps were leading me farther away. He gracefully stood in my path, stopping me with an injury, and opened my eyes to what life can be. I was in a horrible rut. Most of my colleagues have gone on to do many exciting things, working for companies like Disney or ILM, and the bitterness of that entitlement affected everything in my life, and it was getting worse. I would snap at people who cared for me the most. Friends left, only family stayed, and I did not treat them well. Frustrated that I had to work as a lowly substitute teacher, a job that I would have not have gotten if it wasn't for my brother's wife's dad. I subbed at a school that told me when I arrived they did not need me. I was angry for wasting my gas and my time. It was then that a special needs teacher who was in the office said that she could take me and the other sub to staple papers if we wanted to work. I needed the money. But thoughts to myself, I am better than stapling papers. I walked with the other sub and we collated papers for the few hours until lunch. Through small talk, she asked me my name, and when I responded, she told me that she knew my mother. She said that she used to know her from St. Anthony's, which is a church. I think it's a local church. I could be wrong. Mm-hmm. St. Anthony's is a church that we used to go to years ago. We stopped going because I thought it was childish to believe in God. There was no proof. The lady proceeded to tell me that she had found a new church, the Well, and that my family and I should go there and check it out. I said, okay, but in my mind, I didn't want to. I was sure that it was just like every other church I'd been to, using shame to try to entice moral behavior. And if shame didn't work, well, maybe fear of hell might. So I put the comment in the back of my mind and went on with my work, sorry for myself. I ended up telling my mother about the woman I had met, and she asked me what her name was. I didn't bother to remember, and I told her, I don't really know. My mother was open to going to a new church and asked me if I'd go with her. I told her I was too busy, and she went alone. Around this time, my dad received some money from an inheritance, and spending it on a travel trailer they could enjoy camping again. They took it up to Shaver Lake in early November, but something went wrong. The battery that was used to run the trailer died. So they drove back down to the store to get reception and called me asking if I could bring up a spare car battery. I begrudgingly agreed. Sorry. In my mind, I thought it wasn't fair that they just got to enjoy a camping trip and I couldn't. So jealousy started to affect my mood. Who did they think they were? Going on a trip and then forgetting the spare battery so that I had to waste my time and gas to bring it to them so that they could enjoy their camping trip and I couldn't? The frustration blinded me. And I could not find the battery at my parents' house, so I became more angry. Little things would set me off because I thought of how unfair life was. I called my parents back and yelled at my father, belittling him for inconveniencing me to help him. He calmly told me where the battery was, and I found it easily. I felt guilty about yelling, but I did not apologize, justifying it by telling myself that I was going up to help them, so it canceled it out. When I arrived, I gave them the battery with a smart remark. I remember my mother painting, but I was selfish, thinking that I should be rewarded in some way. So everyone should stop what they're doing and go on a hike around this drained lake to find some old fishing lures and other treasure. My parents stopped what they are doing and came with me on a hike without a complaint. This does get semi-gross here in a second, so just be worried. As we left the campsite, the trail disappeared and the foliage became more dense. I knew we were close to the lake, so I told them to push on through the rough terrain. After bushwhacking for a while, my mother got stuck in some buck brush. I rolled my eyes, complaining that I was the one who had to free her. And that's when everything changed. I slipped, and in my attempt to regain my footing, I grabbed the brush that ensnared my mother. I fell to the ground feeling a sickly familiar numbness in my left hand, and I knew I had been cut badly. I started to go into shock, looking at the severed digit and seeing bone. It was then that he met me. I laid on my back, and in my calmness, I did not know what I had. I kindly asked my parents to get the first aid kit from my backpack. When they could not find it, I did not yell, but patiently directed them to the correct spot. My father could have said something smart like I had done 45 minutes ago to him about the battery, but he didn't. He wrapped up the injured finger with a genuine concern, and he asked if I could move my finger. I told him no, and that I could not move it either. He then asked calmly if I could walk on my own. I stood up. Everything became clear. I told them that I could, and we started to head back to camp, not really knowing where we were going because we were semi-lost. It took us 45 minutes to get back to the point where I was injured. How did it take us only 10 minutes to get back to camp? A warmness came over me. There was no pain. It was not foggy, but I was clear in my thinking. The Lord had shown me through the literal metaphor where I would be if I continued down my current path. I have not been the same since. I've been more gracious, less apathetic, and working with an energy I did not know I had. I created a website for myself and began once again making art. My focus had changed from negative to positive, and I see so much beauty in the world with miracles all around me. I am more thankful for everything and everyone in my life, and the happiness I feel brings me to tears sometimes. And then he kind of says something outside of the story, but he says, I'm excited to learn more about Christ through the Bible and am excited to be a part of the Well Community Church. So
that's awesome.
It's a long story, but it's just a story of, I think, somebody realizing, man, I am nothing without Christ. Mm-hmm. And in fact, when we don't have Christ, when he hasn't met us, mm-hmm. we actually act, I think, pretty selflessly or selfishly.
Yeah.
And
we act out of pride.
Yeah, we act arrogance. Out of pride, arrogance. And so as I'm reading that story, and I'm not the greatest story reader, but
you did a great job.
Maybe rewind if you didn't get the whole story, but it is a good story and just a reminder of how God can really meet us anywhere. Mm-hmm. And he can meet us in moments of injury, in moments of you're listening to a speaker mm-hmm. at a camp, and even you, Kevin, at a gas station making jokes. So, yeah. We'll figure that one out.
Yeah. Well, it's funny too, because I talked to my wife about what what that looks like for him. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I remember being told that, oh yeah, you know, you prayed the prayer at 3 years old. I'm just like, I had no understanding of what was sure. going on. But yeah, so we've had conversations about, you know, what that means. It's like Jesus lives in your heart, and he understands what the anatomy of a heart looks like. So it's like, sure. What do you mean he lives in my heart?
Yeah.
Okay, so like a spirit. What's a spirit? Like a ghost? I'm scared of ghosts. I'm like, okay. So let's put the brakes on this one for a little bit, you know. But I think he's a lover, you know. Mm-hmm. I think he understands love, so that's good. So that's
he
good.
Does understand love.
He kissed Sarah for the first time, you know.
He did. Yeah. He gave me a big wet one.
He did. It was awesome.
Yep.
He gave me a nice hug today.
Mm-hmm. He did. He's a good kid. Well, mm-hmm. I think it's good to continue to share stories. And so as we are entering into a season of home church, I think one of the great things that we have, I think, the ability to do within our homes is share our He Met Me stories. Mm-hmm. And so home church, I guess the reason why the Well does home church is not because we want to cancel service and make it easier for everybody during the Christmas season. I think the real heart behind it is it really should be shared with your family. And the Sunday before Christmas should be a time where you and your family talk about the Christmas story, share your He Met Me story. Mm-hmm. I think every different couple has a different idea. I know that I'm getting together with some friends and we're just going to, I think, read the Christmas story together. And I think just share memories of the last year and share our He Met Me stories mm-hmm. as well. And I'm just excited to just do something different. And, we go to church every Sunday, sometimes like robots. And sometimes mm-hmm. we forget, let's spend time with our family and do a service together. Yeah. So do you guys
it. Sorry. I had a volunteer yesterday. She wasn't serving. She attended church and, she let me know that her family had come with her and it was their first time coming to the Well. And
oh, wow.
So as she and I were walking to for her to introduce me to her family, I asked, are they believers? And she said, I don't know. So it was cool to meet them and just think, like, they are hearing the gospel today. They're hearing mm-hmm. points of where obviously Jesus met people in different ways and seeing how just hopefully the service like
sparked something
in sure, their hearts. Yeah. And so I saw her afterwards and I don't know. She's been on my heart to pray for those opportunities while she is with her family over Christmas, just that maybe they'll ask questions. Maybe they'll bring it up. Maybe she'll have an opportunity to bring it up. But seeing sure. that our stories are a reflection of Christ in those moments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's and really I think cool. that those are good to share. Totally. And if that person you were chatting with, I think she should share her story with mm-hmm. the people that she brought to mm-hmm. church.
Absolutely.
And it's one of those things where you could look at it as a testimony or you could look at it of just a great analogy to the Christmas story. Mm-hmm. And we can share our story and go, and Christ has done the same for us 2012 years ago, and he continues to do it to you, but sometimes you may not see it mm-hmm, and you may yeah. not know that he's meeting you when he really is. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's enjoy home church. We're going to yeah. take the mm-hmm. next 2 weeks of the Spoutcast mm-hmm. off mm-hmm. and but well, maybe 1 week. Sorry. I will not be here for the next 2 weeks. So
I did want to say something real quick.
Oh, right.
Just with regards to, you know, opportunities and sharing your story and whatnot.
Sure.
You know, Facebook is everybody shares their opinion on there. They had the school shooting this last week and whatnot. Yeah. And, you know, I think when things like this, when tragedy strikes, it's kind of a moment for people to either say, well, God doesn't exist, or just have people start thinking about that stuff a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I was kind of getting frustrated with, you know, seeing friends just being like, this is why we don't need guns. And then somebody else, this is why we should all have guns.
Sure.
And nobody's taking an opportunity to talk about, you know, the ramifications of people's souls and like
sure.
relationships and, you know, sharing the gospel with one another. Everybody's talking about gun laws. It's just mm-hmm. so weird. You know, I don't know. I wanted to throw that out there just cause I don't know. I was thinking about it the whole time. And then I was here yesterday and we did the service, like he met me here and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And it's like, we're focused on it. And then when something happens like this, where there's an opportunity for people to think about life and death, you know, we're talking about, you know, guns.
Politics.
Yeah. It's just, I mean, take every opportunity, you know, sure. you have.
I totally agree with that. And mm-hmm. I think that's a good spot to end it. We will be back with Adam DePartee. We'll get his story. We'll also talk with him about North Campus volunteering. So stay tuned for that. We are back and we are here with Adam DePartee. Will has left the building, so sad day, Will.
He's outside. Miss him.
He's playing Angry Birds. He's playing Bad Piggies, actually.
Oh, Bad Piggies. So Adam DePartee, many of our listeners may or may not know Adam, but you are kind of a jack of all trades.
That phrase is like, so you may or may not.
It's so ambiguous.
It's like a void phrase.
But I feel like you may not know Adam's voice, but if you saw his face, you go, oh, I've seen that guy before at the Well.
You may or may not know him, which is just true. Anything
or the post office. I have a poster up there too.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
So Adam, you've kind of been involved at the Well for how many years now?
seven-ish, eight-ish, something like that. Long time.
So you've been around?
Yeah, I guess.
Around the block.
I remember being one service at FIG with the dog pound.
Okay,
and now
yes.
there's 12 people that will actually know what that is.
That's Kevin true. Knows what that is.
I was in the
Kevin
dog
was
pound.
A part of that.
So I know you did WSM for a while, but recently where people would most likely see you is either on stage leading worship.
Yeah.
Not, I guess, leading. Yeah, lead guitar on worship. Yeah. And you're typically with whose team?
Predominantly play with Tom's team over at North.
Okay. And you've been doing worship for a while at the Well.
Yes. Long time. Long time. I think I was talking with one teared of the other guys.
Teared up about it.
What?
I started tearing up about it.
Kevin's crying over there.
Old memories. Besides Kevin, I think I'm the second longest tenured worship person.
Huh.
I think.
Yeah.
It's possible.
James Brannon?
He's no longer
on
worship anymore.
Instead of
Stacy Sundgren.
He's not Stacey, that old.
Yeah.
Yeah, Stacy.
But she stepped down.
She did.
You should just hold out until Kevin quits and just.
I don't think he ever will.
Get that title.
And it might be, but he's got a couple years on me, I feel like.
Oh, yeah.
It's possible. Yeah.
So, Adam, Jane mentioned you played guitar with a bow this weekend.
I did, yes.
Now, is that like, I've seen people play guitar with a beer bottle before. Yeah, is that similar?
I have never seen that.
You've never
really?
Seen that?
I haven't either.
Really?
Alcohol.
I've never seen alcohol in my life.
In a couple Sundays, I'll do it with a Barks root beer.
Okay, there we go. Yeah. Old rules.
Yes. No, it's...
IBC, preferably.
This is good root beer.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, a couple years ago, a band that I really like from Iceland, I saw the guy do it, and I went, I'm going to try that, and have been trying it ever since. Sometimes it works out well, and... other times it doesn't.
It worked this Sunday.
Did you lead all four services on Sunday?
Yeah, we were here all four.
But normally you're not leading every single week, but no. Where people could also see you as a, I don't know what to call you, a North?
Supreme ruler?
No. A North Campus Connections volunteer, I guess. What's your official title?
I think we decided
Connections coordinator.
Volunteer. Yes.
Volunteer connections coordinator.
Yeah, I think that's the right. There it is.
Yeah.
And so what are maybe some of your primary duties in that role?
Well, duties. Trying to do as little as possible, but I feel like I fail a lot of the times. I fail at doing the little. Don't give me that look. They can't see that look out there.
I didn't know what you were
trying
to say.
It's a lot of fun. We get to hang out with First Touch, Ada, and Link. And a couple weeks ago, I learned how to make coffee.
Okay.
So if about 3 or 4 weeks ago, the coffee didn't taste so well at North, that might have been my fault.
All you got to do is press brew.
You would think it would be that easy, but these roots are blonde. So I may have pushed brew twice.
Oh, shoot.
Double brew.
Be resourceful.
This past Sunday at North, at least, and I know Clovis did the same thing, there was a bit of a potluck style after every service.
Oh, yeah.
And how'd that go over at North?
Really good. We had finger foods at 3 of them, and then at the 11 o'clock, we had soup. And
that's right, yeah.
I did not partake in the soup because by the time I got hungry, there's probably like, I don't know, 50 to 100 people in line for soup.
Oh, wow.
And there was still tons left over. Still,
really?
At the end.
There was?
Oh, yeah. I had like 5 bowls myself.
Really? Was there any soup that stood out? We should have had a soup contest. Like they have like the chili cook-off.
Yeah.
I think I mentioned this last week, but one of my WSM volunteers wanted to bring Top Ramen soup. Was there actually Top Ramen?
That would be amazing. Because
asked me at the 9, hey, do you know where I could get some like hot water for the...
Who asked that?
His name's Tony. And he's like, do you know where I could get some hot water? I brought my Top Ramen. I just don't know if I can boil water here. I'm like, yeah, he should give you some hot water. So nope.
Someone brought oh no. I put it in the food bin. It was like those cup of noodles.
Yeah, that's what he was bringing.
Oh, I thought it was a donation to like Neighborhood Thrift or something.
Oops.
Yeah. I had no idea that was for the soup.
That was, he was wanting to lay those things out so people could put hot water in them. Way to
go,
Jane.
Sorry, Tony.
Good. You could have used a volunteer connections coordinator for that.
Yeah. Misconnection. My fault for violin.
So
Bowie
after
guitar.
The 9, what were like?
There was like really good food. The highlight for me, lots of sugar.
Okay.
I probably had more sugar on Sunday than I've had in weeks combined. But my favorite thing at the 9 were these deviled eggs. Apparently, the guy he made them there right as service was finishing, and they were fantastic. I may have had three.
Oh,
I can either confirm or deny that.
Wow.
They were
amazing. That's why they went so quick.
Harvest the eggs.
And then what did you guys do at the end of the seven? Because I don't venture that many students.
There was a lot of food.
So much food.
And there was a couple of them brought 12 pizzas.
So many pizzas.
Someone brought a bunch of pizzas to Corvus.
And anything that was left over from any of the other services previously, I saved for the seven.
So is there stuff in the fridge?
No, everything we got rid of last night.
Oh, yeah.
Man. Poor college students.
Yeah. Clovis. Oh, they took it home with them.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, how did Clovis go?
Oh, Clovis loves potlucks. We do at least one, sometimes two a year. And this year was probably the best one because we used to just say, bring whatever you want. And so everyone would bring sugar.
Sure.
But this year we said, half of you bring an entree, half of you bring dessert. And it was so good. People made soup and chili and rice and... someone even made bread pudding homemade and put it like in those like Chinese to go boxes.
Bread pudding.
Yeah. There was some really great food and it was awesome.
I think what bringing food does are potlucks. And last week, Fig had a soup sundae thing. And,
oh yeah.
And one of the things I appreciate about these type of things is that they really, it's almost forced community.
Yes.
And totally. Because you walk right into it, you can't help it. Right. And I did see some people leave after the junior high service, like right away, like getting their cars. But I feel like they are missing an opportunity to just hang out and eat a meal with people. Yeah. And I think that's, I feel like North has never done something like this. This is a first.
Where did they all sit to eat?
I would say this was probably the best. At least in the little time that I've been volunteering, it was the best. It was fantastic. Every service, because we got done with service a little early.
Mm-hmm. There was it a lot of work for you guys? Or?
No.
I was playing guitar. I didn't have to do anything.
Everybody brought food.
Sure.
So literally we provided like tables and like paper goods.
Good.
We probably, after the 11, had about 40 soups. We didn't blow a fuse in the kitchen because all of those crock pots were plugged in, which was awesome.
Yeah.
It was really cool too to see... I'm sure most of the wives made the soups, but how many men after the service just came up to me and said, how can I help? Because they know that they have muscles and they can go into the kitchen and carry out two crock pots at a time, you know?
Did you do that,
or
Adam?
Tables or-
I did not, no.
I can lift three crock pots at once. So,
oh, yeah.
So
that's how you determine how big you are by how many crock pots you can lift.
Yeah. I'm going to max out on four this weekend.
Nice.
So you guys had finger foods, so you didn't need like serving spoons or serving things? Because I feel like that was our biggest like struggle.
I told people if whatever you bring needs a serving utensil, to bring it.
Yeah, we'll probably say that next time.
Now, Adam, yes. You came here on the unfortunate week where we're trying to get really deep into people's souls, and
I'm probably not the best person for that.
It's all right.
I feel like you can have harmonizing conversations.
It's my second highest thing. I'm like a 99% harmonizer.
I was gonna say.
Are you an energizer number one?
100%.
Yeah, that's what I would guess.
So, I'm
so what?
Conflicted. So you make fun of people and then you feel...
immediately I'm like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And then I'll do it right back
I did that
again.
To Sarah this weekend.
Now,
oh
Adam,
my gosh.
We've been kind of sharing throughout this episode and last episode our He Met Me stories. And going mad. Along with the theme of kind of Sunday service, what is your He Met Me story?
Well, when we were talking about this over the past week, I really came up with two.
Okay.
The first
he
one.
Met you twice?
Yeah. The first one, I was six and in Awana, and it was council time, right? And we're all sitting in the circle, and my leader's name was Paul, and he drove a Camaro that was black that looked like Kit from the Knight Rider show. I always wanted to ride in it. Never got to. Mm-hmm. Anyways.
Was this at River Park?
No. We lived in Anaheim at the time.
Okay.
North Orange Community Church. Anyways, but he like had us bow our heads and he goes, if anyone here wants to accept Jesus, like raise your hand. And in my little six-year-old brain, I still remember my thought process of going, I'm pretty sure I've done this before a couple of times, but I know that my mom and dad are going to heaven and Jesus is in heaven. And I don't want to be apart from any of those people, especially if my mom and dad are going to be with Jesus. I obviously want to be with Jesus. So I raised my hand going, I need to just make sure. And so at that point, I feel like I crossed over from death to life and got my fire insurance, really, like learned
third
all my Awana verses. What? Yeah, third time is a charm. Yeah.
I feel like the photo on Instagram of that you should take of like the Awana vest with the jewels or whatever.
The crown, yeah.
Yeah,
the
that'd
little,
be good.
But the one that I had for the PM service was actually took place in 2000, July of 2000. And it was after my freshman or sophomore year in college, and was in Australia for a missions trip, a band that I was playing with. And we were getting ready to go out and play our first show. We'd spent months and months rehearsing, written our own original music. And nice. I looked around and we're getting ready to pray. And I look around and everyone is just like the cream of the crop for the Valley at their instrument, just fantastic musicians. And we're getting ready and it just like hits that we're getting ready to go play music. Like one of the songs we were going to play was one that I had written. It was like the first song I'd ever shown anyone. Mm-hmm. And it was one of the more fun songs to play.
Sure.
And I'm over here with all these musicians who I think I just look up to as musicians. And I felt like I was like the weak link on the team, barely being able to play guitar. And I'm in Australia doing it for Jesus. Mm-hmm. And it just hit that I didn't deserve any of that. Mm. And I knew that there were like 100 better guitar players in the Valley that should have been there, but got, like I was chosen. Mm. And that thinking about that, it quickly turned into, oh, well, I don't deserve like God's grace in him sending Christ to die for me. And just it was like the first time that I ever felt the real like weight of my depravity, if you will.
Sure, yeah.
And it was one of those, I mean, Hallmark movie moments where I lost it.
Yeah.
To the point where Doug Holt came over and he was like, are you okay?
Yeah.
And it really hit me. And I feel like that's before I'd gotten the fire insurance.
Sure.
And it went from being fire insurance to relationship. And there was this like tweak and going, oh my gosh, even though I've been a Christian all this time, I don't think I'd ever really understood like I understood then.
Sure.
And
I think that's a good point. And Brad sort of mentioned it on Sunday in one of the videos, but there is that moment where I think we accept Christ and that's part of our testimony. But there's a moment in the Bible where Christ becomes human flesh. And I think for you, it's the moment when you found out like, oh, this is a relationship. And I think that's the key word in it all is that he met us and it became a real relationship. And I think he briefly mentioned that point in the second video and just the photo I'm assuming would be of
a guitar. It's a kitchen. It's actually, it was in this kitchen of this old Assemblies of God church.
Cool.
And
yeah. That's where that relationship, I think the spark of it began.
Oh, big time.
And so that's cool. You shared that last night at the 7 or...
No, Jordan was really mean and cut me.
Oh, how dare him.
Yeah. Jordan Deeper Sleuth, anyone out there, go ahead and just say thanks.
Now, did you share your story as well, Jane?
Yeah, I did.
So each service, different people shared, so.
Yes.
We'll get mad at Jordan later.
Yeah, it's cool.
He's going to quit as Connections volunteer.
And Jordan, it's Jordan's fault.
Okay.
I'm not going to quit.
Going
no.
Anywhere.
Hey, Adam, we appreciate you coming in here. And you're working at Chase now?
Yes.
Which bank are you at?
I'm at the one at First and Herndon.
So if you bank at Chase, you may see Adam there as well. And you could say, hey, I heard you on the Spoutcast.
Yeah, maybe you should leave him a tip.
Do you love
We're
Jesus?
Not allowed to...
You tip your tellers now?
Yeah, I don't think so.
It's Christmas.
It's Christmas.
You tip your lawn guy. you do?
Corporate policy says if you're going to tip us anything, it has to be something shared that the whole branch can share or has a monetary value of less than like $5.
Wow.
So like cookies.
So you can tip $5 and you have to split that?
I'm not exactly sure. I've never had anyone tip me.
Just tip him with baked goods.
Tip him with a pat on the shoulder and go, I appreciate you on the Spoutcast.
Mm.
So
hashtag
yeah.
Spoutcast?
Yeah.
Can you wave some of them ATF fees for me?
Hey, Adam, thanks for being on the show. Hey, and if you go to North Campus, you'll probably see him most every Sunday there. Ask Jane, who is Adam, and you'll find him somewhere on a Sunday. So thanks, Adam. Up next, we will have some announcements and we'll close out the show.
welcome back. And we are going to do our announcements. Actually, we do have an announcement this time. I know I just said we didn't last segment, but we do. This Sunday, we are canceling services to have home church. So if you typically go to church on a Sunday service, stay home, be with your family, and have church with your family.
And next Wednesday, they're canceled also.
And next Wednesday, yeah. So
I would like to say one thing about home church, and we didn't get to say this earlier.
Okay.
Don't think of this Sunday as a Sunday off from church.
I was going to say that too.
Okay, say it then, Sarah.
Don't think of this Sunday as a Sunday off from church.
No, but like really, the whole reason we cancel it is so you can have church with your family in your home. Because
or your community.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, not just blood family. Family.
Water being, family too.
Yeah, right. Blood and water family. So your people that you, you know, are your closest people or even your life group, like have a church service with them in your home because there's something.
What about your cohort?
You can have a cohort.
Your neighbor.
Your neighbor, your coworker, anyone that you want. Just blanket, anyone. Just
blanket statement.
Right. So use it as a time to have, you know, intimate time in your home. So do that. And what else? Oh, there is midweek this Wednesday. So show up on Wednesday. Don't show up on Sunday.
Oh.
And then we have a worship service. Yep.
And then on the 30th is a worship service.
Are you leading in the worship service, Adam, or?
I don't know.
Okay.
I haven't looked that far in advance.
Yeah.
Yeah, as opposed to a normal Sunday service with like a sermon and things like that, we're having just plain old worship music for a whole service.
The day before my birthday
on the 30th.
But we're also going to be sharing
a recap. I was just going to say, aren't they recapping?
They're going to do some He Met Me stories as well. Oh. I think they're going to be flashing the pictures throughout the service. I think it's not just, you know, an hour's worth of music. I think there's some corporate prayer. I think there's some. Did you say bummer?
Yeah, I wanted to all be music.
I think there's.
I'm be singing in the corner. Come join me.
Than just worship through music.
Okay.
So.
Well, okay, I like that.
B. I think that's exciting. We
Is
haven't
there
done
communion?
That.
Yes.
We have not done that in a long time.
Good to know.
I think when I first came to the well, we did a worship service, and that's the last time I remember. That was almost 4 years ago. Hmm. So. Yeah, I'm excited for the worship service. It should be fun. And Jane's birthday is the 31st.
So
we will for sure be taking this next week off, and then we will...
For Spout.
For the Spout cast. If there's an episode the following week, I may or may not be on it, but you guys always have great episodes without me.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to do my birthday episode if you're not going to be
okay,
here.
Okay, well, we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out.
Hey.
This the Spout.
And we're out.
Why do they call them deviled
hey,
eggs?
Hey, Kevin, we're out.
Why do they call them deviled eggs?
Kevin, we're already out.
No, wait, hold on. I want the joke to be answered.
Oh, I think he's actually asking.
I'm just curious.
Deviled eggs? I got no idea. This is the Spout.
we're out.
Tangled vines and hung some memories. Suit and tie, places to be tonight. Girl, you gotta know I don't wanna go. It's so toasty warm inside. Baby, let's just light the fire.
But I got a new dress.
Doesn't look real safe to dress.
You bought me that necklace.
Won't know what we're missing
if we don't go out for Christmas tonight.